Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Active President of Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, Ben Butler, about the Chamber's future. The future of the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce and the direction and some of the past things that have gone on with the Nationals Parade, stuff like that we've been going through, Ben. Nationals were just about 2-3 weeks ago. Take us through the Chamber movement so far and where the Chamber stands moving forward in a new direction.
Well, yeah, going back to the Nationals, that was a huge success again this year. I've heard that numbers were up this year, and we kind of saw that across the board for all of our events as well. Nationals Parade was a huge success. That really came together in the last few weeks. Joanne was a real big help there at the Chamber office to help get things organized, and Jamie McLaren, who helped organize the parade, did a really great job this year, and then good help from the board. Put another successful event together, and we want to thank McKay Insurance for sponsoring that event, and then K&I Careless, of course, for announcing the parade. We had a real good turnout for that, and I heard a lot of positive comments, a lot of people telling me that it was one of the best ones they'd seen, so we're pretty proud of that. Going forward with the Chamber itself, you know, we've got a lot of changes kind of going on here recently, but it's all positive moving forward. We've got 4 open seats currently on the board. That's no secret. I've already been in talks with 4 people myself that are interested in joining the board, either to fill out the remainder of this year or to maybe fill out some seats going forward to help us kind of regain our footing, get a new direction for the Chamber, and kind of rebuild and restructure what we're doing.
So now take us through, you guys got a couple new members. I know you had the new postmaster, I believe, some other members joining the Chamber. Take us through that, and what can Knoxville residents or even small business owners expect moving forward from the Knoxville Chamber?
Well, yeah, we've had some new members come on board. I think we had 4 last month, and I know we've already gotten some applications turned in this month for some new ones. I don't have specifics yet offhand on that, but I know some people are joining, and some past members that might have dropped off here within the last year or two are relooking at joining. So that's a good thing. We like seeing both new members and past members coming back. So that's a real positive for us. As far as what small businesses and just local businesses can expect or do, we're just a couple weeks into this. We are getting some new members on the board. So what we're hoping to accomplish is to get people out into the community more often so we can talk to you, find out what your needs are, what you want from a chamber. And then we're going to start doing some planning meetings here in the next few months where we're going to invite some of our business owners to come in and tell us, again, what they want from the chamber and help us decide on what's our next 5 years going to look like, what's our next 10 years going to look like.
So some of those events coming up, I know in the spring you guys had a lot of business after hours every month. Is that something that Knoxville residents can look forward to seeing throughout the fall? And then are there any other events coming up that Knoxville residents should be, I guess, waiting for or anticipating?
Yeah, with the business after hours, you know, we kind of got away from it in the summer. It got real busy with Nationals planning, and people just get busy doing their own thing. So we kind of stepped away from that a little bit. We're looking to get it started again. Our membership committee is working on that. We need somebody to host our next one. So if somebody out there is listening and is interested in knowing more about business after hours, they can call the chamber. They can contact me. We'll get you some information on that. We'll talk to you about what it takes to do it. It's really easy. It doesn't take much. As far as upcoming events and stuff beyond that, I've been contacted by several groups in the community about how they can help us. Thrive is one of them. We're looking to partner up together and work on living windows, kind of revamping that. Last year we had a huge success. That was one of the best nights we've had for attendance. Now, I'm not going to take all the credit for that. It was almost 70 degrees outside, I think. So weather certainly had a factor in that, but we're looking at doing some different things, more stuff for the kids maybe, revamping the lighted parade, getting some more interest in that. So I've got a lot of meetings set up with community leaders and stuff here in the coming weeks where we're going to be planning out that kind of stuff. And a lot of people have reached out wanting to know how they can help the chamber. So that's a real positive thing for me because we've been lacking that in the last couple of years. It felt like everybody was doing individual efforts And now everybody's kind of wanting to get back together and let's work together.
Speaking of positivity, is there a positive vibe now around the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce that people can expect moving forward?
I definitely think so. Everything I've been hearing lately has been positive, and people want to help again, which I've been on the board now for almost 3 years. This is my third year, and there's been some up and downs, but a lot of people have come up to me and said, we're excited about the future. We want to help out, and whether we can join the board or not, that's, you know, everybody has their own things going on in their personal lives, but everybody seems to be very helpful in offering their help.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.